You're listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient, brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. Join us as we explore tools, practices, meditations, and conversations with members of the UK community. Together, we will discover how we can thrive at work, home, and beyond.
Hello, my name is Jackie. I am a health coach with UK Health and Wellness. Today, we're going to practice mindful self-compassion and the practice specifically in how we can use mindful self-compassion in our relationships. This comes from Kristen Neff and Chris Gerber, the Mindful Self-Compassion Curriculum. And in this section is a quote by the Dalai Lama. For someone to develop genuine compassion towards others, first, he or she must have a basis upon which to cultivate compassion. And that basis is the ability to connect to one's own feelings and to care for one's own welfare. Caring for others requires caring for oneself. If you'd like to join me in the practice, sit back, close your eyes, settle into your breathing. As always, if you would like to add a gesture of kindness or support towards yourself, maybe placing your hands on your heart or on the navel or any place that feels comfortable and supportive to you. Then focus on just breathing. Bring to mind someone you are caring for who is exhausting you or frustrating you. Someone you care about who is suffering. Visualize the person and the caregiving situation clearly in your mind. And feel the struggle in your own body. Now listen carefully to these words, letting them gently roll through your mind. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear. Yet, I may still try to help if I can. Aware of the stress you are carrying in your body, inhale fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body, filling every cell of your body with compassion, letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply and by giving yourself the compassion you need. As you exhale, sending out compassion to the person who is associated with your discomfort. Continue breathing compassion in and out, allowing your body to gradually find a natural breathing rhythm. Letting your body breathe itself. One for me. One for you. In for me. Out for you. Occasionally scanning your inner landscape for any distress and responding by inhaling compassion for yourself and exhaling compassion for others. If you find that anyone needs extra compassion, directing your breath in that direction too. Noticing how your body is being gently rocked from the inside as you breathe. Letting yourself float on an ocean of compassion, a limitless ocean that embraces all suffering. And listening to these words again. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear. Yet I may still try to help, if I can. As you feel your next breath, maybe taking one last kind gesture towards yourself, maybe another press into the heart, or just a short embrace. Knowing that you need just as much care and compassion as the loved one who is suffering, that you are so tenderly trying to care for. And then letting your eyes gently blink open and pause. Noticing how you feel, coming back into your space, and using this practice as often as you need to stay balanced, in harmony, and truly nourished enough to give to those you love. Have a wonderful day. Take good care.
Thank you for listening to Becoming Wildly Resilient. This podcast is brought to you by University of Kentucky Human Resources Health and Wellness. We offer a wide range of online and in-person services to support the well-being of UK employees, retirees, and their spouses. You can find experts in mental health, personal resilience, nutrition, and physical activity. We're ready to meet you where you are and address your unique needs. To learn more about the work, life, and well-being services offered by UK Human Resources, visit hr.uky.edu/wellbeing. You can also connect with us on social media and YouTube by searching at UKY Wellness or by email at healthandwellness@uky.edu.